Hey everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation Podcast or Audio Boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go. What's up, y'all? Welcome to Dish Nation.
What up?
What up?
If you're watching this, that means you're not at R. Kelly's house.
Well,
speaking of Chicago, though, filling in for Portia, we got comedian, actress, writer from Chicago by way of Atlanta. One time for Vanessa Fraction.
What's up, man?
Big things are gone. We got an amazing show coming up. Michael Phelps raced a great white shark, but the blood is in the water and it's not what you expect. And even though Portia's out, we still got some juicy housewives drama that surprisingly doesn't include her this time around. But let's get this thing popping and say what's up to our people out there on the West Coast. Heidi, Frank, Sammy, what's going on, y'all?
Hey, y'all, what's up?
Well, let's get right to it. I know you guys love parties, and it was a super lit one over the weekend with J-Lo and A-Rod. They call themselves J-Rod collectively. They threw a joint birthday party out there in Miami. Anybody see the pictures?
Yes.
Crazy fun times, guys. A-Rod's birthday is Thursday, July 27th, and he's going to be 42. Now, Jennifer Lopez's birthday is today, which is Monday the 24th. So happy birthday to you, J-Lo.
Hey, it's my mom's birthday today, too.
Happy birthday, mommy. Do we call her Miss Harris?
Mama Brat. Just Mama Brat.
Happy birthday, Mama Brat. But she should have went to the party.
No, child.
Okay. Well, anyway, so she's 48 years old today, but they celebrated on Saturday in the 305, and A-Rod posted this picture on Instagram with the caption, "Happy birthday to us, Leo's hashtag 305.
Aww, so cute.
Oh,
she's there fire. Is not a sexier couple on planet Earth.
I so agree with you, girl.
God.
That's because Jennifer Lopez makes it the sexiest couple. Whoever she's with becomes the sexiest couple. Because this looks like a new show called My Big Gay Friend.
Okay. But, you know, they both look great that night. There was a couple pictures where A-Rod looked a little off. Like, in this one picture, he looks like a young Gary Shandling.
Aw, he does look like Gary. Yeah.
Well, the only birthday I cared about this weekend was Selena Gomez. Her birthday was on Saturday. She posted a picture to Instagram thanking everyone for the birthday love and that she thinks that 25 is going to be the most epic year yet.
Well, that's what you always think when you're 25 and then...
25 always kind of sucks. 24 was fine. Then you hit 25 and something happens in your brain. We're like, oh my God, I'm 25.
I'm like halfway to 30. Oh my God, I'm not married. I don't have a boyfriend.
That's why in the picture she didn't even go out. She's just home alone. I'm 25.
The great thing about the balloons is it's Shark Week. So then you can just celebrate for the rest of the week of Shark Week.
All right. Yeah.
Don't even get me going on Shark Week.
What?
Remember Shark Week set it up where Michael Phelps was going to race a shark.
Yeah.
And that was the big promotion. We're all going to watch it. So we all did.
Last night, right?
And Twitter went wild, and they're upset because Michael Phelps didn't race a shark in a pool or even in the ocean. It was a CGI shark.
Boom!
I thought he was going to be swimming in the ocean. He had like a monofin, and he's going to have like a meat swimming cap on. You know, just raw meat swimming cap. And a meat speedo.
Yeah.
And he's just going to be like kicking for his life.
I would have even accepted him racing Damon Johns from Shark Tank. Like anything. Like a real tangible shark that you can touch.
Yeah.
All right, well, baby, honey, I'm a little annoyed at this next story, and I know, y'all, I am not alone.
Why?
Billboard magazine, y'all, is saying that Ariana Grande is the gay icon of her generation.
Really?
Yes, honey. Now, Billboard said it was because she's very supportive of the LGBTQIA community, honey. And she has a gay brother, and she is similar to singers like Diana Ross, who the gay community just love, honey, very well. And you know what?
What?
A lot of people, honey, went on social media to say, honey, that they did not like the choice and that the gay icon of the generation should be gay.
Well, I'm on board. I didn't tweet about this. I'm on board with that. Imagine if there was a black icon, but it was given to a white person, but that white person happened to have a gay brother, but in the gay...
I get what you're saying, honey. Barbra Streisand was never gay. Those are gay icons.
But who the hell chose Miss Ariana Grande, girl? I mean, and they compared her to Diana Ross. Girl, no, ma'am.
No, I got a question, Gary. Do you know? Because I don't know. What is IA? I got the LGBTQ.
Girl, I was like, girl, I didn't get that memo, but I'm going to be...
Indecisive?
No. That's
a good one, probably.
But then what's the A? Indecisive?
And alien sex. I only have sex with aliens.
All right, we're going to say goodbye for now, but we're going to come back. We got some news about Charlize Theron and how she was mean to Tia Mowry at SoulCycle.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Bye, Atlanta.
Take it easy, guys.
Bye-bye.
All right, y'all. So it's been a controversial weekend for Mrs. Ice-T, a.k.a. Coco Austin. She has been getting severe heat after posting a video of her new braids, calling them the Coco Swoop.
Really?
Yeah. Well, y'all, several Twitter users did not like the fact that she renamed her braids and accused her of cultural appropriation. Coco addressed the hate with a video response explaining her new hair choice, and here's what she had to say.
Why can't we all rename hairstyles or braids? That sounds so stupid. Why is everybody claiming something they shouldn't? I know braids have been around for thousands of years. Don't you think I know that? If I want to wear a pineapple on my head, then I should be able to wear a pineapple on my head and call it the pineapple Coco Wop.
You know, people rename stuff all the time.
Yeah, well, I don't get what the big deal is.
Well, it's a big deal because people feel like she's insulting black women, honey. No, black women have been wearing braids since, honey, the Egyptian times.
Come on, we need to
And we should get our credit.
That's right.
I'm going to tell you something. I wear the Farrah Fawcett. Well, you can't win, Coco. You married to a black man, you got a big old booty and braids, honey. You're not going to win with this.
Well, anyway, y'all, her husband, Ice-T, also rushed to Coco's defense in a series of tweets aimed at the haters. Here's one of his tweets. Lucky she didn't put Afro Puffs in her hair and call them Coco Puffs. The world might have come to an end. Who gives a f***?
Oh!
Ooh, that was nicely put.
My sentiment's exactly, Ice-T. Who gives a f***? God.
Well, I know he don't.
Okay. All right, y'all. So while Miss Coco, honey, has been feeling the heat, honey, the weekend, Miss Kenya Moore has been feeling the shade, honey. And when I say shade, I mean shade, baby.
Ooh.
Now, 20-year-old, honey, Miss Brea Bierman, honey. Now, she took a swipe at her mother's Kim's longstanding enemy, Miss Kenya Moore, on Twitter this weekend. And here's what she had to say.
Oh, Lord.
Kenya is a dumb, ugly, evil bitch.
Oh,
that's aggressive.
Shut the door, honey.
I guess is she grown now?
She acting real grown.
I guess she 18, huh?
Yeah. Lord have mercy, honey. Kenya has not directly responded to Brielle's tweet, but she did post a picture with this caption. Everywhere you look, there are haters. Don't let them dull your shine or steal your joy.
Classy.
Miss Brielle went, honey, in again by screen grabbing a text message conversation about Kenya. One of the text messages read, "You can't dull something that don't shine, dog."
Wow.
That wasn't even a good bounce back. Brielle, go sit down.
She called the...
Why y'all hating on Brielle, though?
I'm not hating. I'm just saying you're trying to dip into the...
You can't dull nothing that don't shine, though.
That was kind of cute, though, but bitch still, honey, stay in your place, honey.
That's what I say. That's what I say.
She's protecting her mother.
Now, Brielle's mother, Kim, has not directly got involved, but did post this cryptic quote by Mark Twain on Instagram this weekend, and here is it reads, "Anger is an acid that can do more harm to the vessel in which it is stored than anything on which it is poured." Did y'all get that?
So that anger gonna eat you up before it eats someone else up. You're gonna eat yourself up with all that. But why don't you tell your daughter that?
Huh?
And then why you go back to Mark Twain? It was something a little more forward you could have did than Mark Twain.
Martin Luther King say turn
up. Yes. Just went on back to Mark Twain. You could have went to my Auntie Sandy. She got better.
So petty.
She say something better than that. Mark Twain.
We got Peppermint Patty over here and Patty LaBelle. Right here.
I got a new attitude.
All right, y'all. Up next, the Usher herpes scandal is growing and spreading just like, herpes. We got the latest in just a few minutes. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Well, it seems that Usher just keeps on giving the gift that keeps on giving. another woman, honey, has filed a $10 million lawsuit for negligence, battery, and emotional distress because she said she had unprotected sex with Usher this year. Oh, my God. And he did not disclose he had herpes.
You know, I'm in such denial over this story that in my head I scramble it and it says that Usher has a hairpiece.
A hairpiece.
I just refuse to believe it, man.
You saddens me. $10 million.
But the thing is, Vanessa, this is what bothered me. If he paid the other woman $1.1 million, yes. What makes her get a $9 million increase?
And then it said, I don't even know if she contracted it. You're going to have herpes to get the $10 million. You're going to have that and some samosa.
Now, Brad, you hang out with her. What you think about this story? I mean, is that...
With him in the studio working, and I just hate it. I hate he's got to go through it. I can imagine how he feels. I hate it.
Sad thing about it is, y'all, Usher is married, honey, now.
Yes.
Now, do you think his wife, Miss Grace Miguel, will leave him after finding out that he's been cheating this year and maybe more?
Like, so, I'm excited to get Usher sued a chick that gave him herpes.
Right. Where she at?
Because his whole career is based on being sexy and making herpes songs that people could do this to.
Yes. And no, I do not think Miss Grace is going to leave her husband.
You know what
your husband do.
Well, yeah. And, y'all, this is only getting worse for Usher, y'all, because according to attorney Lisa Bloom, honey, there are more women, honey, coming forward, honey. She tweeted, quote, how much unprotected sex did Usher have after his herpes diagnosed? Women are reaching out to me. She said, how dare he endanger women's health?
I'm coming forward next. I'm coming forward.
Okay.
Anyway, moving on, y'all. It's been a big week for Meek Mill with the release of his third studio album, Wins and Losses, and we're actually going to interview him here in the studio tomorrow, so be sure to check that out. But guess who's going in on Meek Mill right now, honey?
Who?
Trick Daddy, you don't know now.
Trick a lot of kids.
Well, Meek's been doing a bunch of interviews promoting the new album, and in one of them, he basically took credit for influencing Miami culture and Miami artists. And Trick Daddy was not having it and recorded a video addressing Meek, and here is some of what he had to say.
Ever since you lost your girl, you've been tripping. You better watch your mouth. As a matter of fact, your visa has expired. Do not with me. Your visa has expired, and you owe me and my city an apology. I'll be waiting, bitch.
Oh, my word. Oh. Woo!
You
I did not expect that.
I totally expected it.
Did?
Anytime you see Trick Daddy, there will be cursing.
Oh.
Well, why he's so mad at Miami?
I mean, like, you know, he considers himself the 305 mayor. That's actually his Twitter handle.
He's been around Miami.
Like, people been boating. Like, it's been a thing.
Also, the whole thing was that he was saying it's about boating.
So here's what Meek actually said. He said, when you see people rolling their scullies up, when you see people with the diamond chains, everybody's wearing Cuban links, when you see people in Miami on the yachts now on Instagram, that come for the influence of Meek Mill, the dream chasers, because they believe us.
Ooh, that was inflammatory. That was very disrespectful.
Diddy them, JD them. We've all been on boats and yachts. And
I've been on a boat.
I can't. Yeah. Yeah.
We came over on a boat. We've been boating.
Black folks been boating.
All right, well, the internet is at it again, and you guys are a cold, dark, desolate place, man. Mm-hmm. Picking on poor Remy Ma.
Oh.
Y'all have no idea how hard Remy Ma works, and she doesn't deserve this. So Remy and Papoose were on a flight over the weekend and fell asleep. Somebody snapped a shot of them snoozing in coach.
Oh, my God.
Aw, why they do that? And his mouth open. Why they do that like that? Gary, why you still laughing?
That is why if you have a blanket or a jacket and you know you're going to go to sleep, you cover your face, because I cover my face all the time.
Her and Brad have a lot in common, honey, and Brad ain't flying coach.
Why you got to throw me in this?
Why you did? He did throw you right on in, honey.
That's why
he threw
your nose
you right in.
I mean, I totally understand that struggle. Like, I mean, like, somebody caught me slipping recently the same way, too.
Sometimes it's all
kind of
crabs, octopus.
Where were y'all flying to? Africa? Because there's a lot of black people on there.
Oh, we was flying back to Atlanta. You know how that goes.
AKA Africa. Right. AKA.
Africa Junior. There you go. Africa Junior.
All right. Coming up, honey, an A-list actress went somewhere I never went before, honey. The Lady Pond, honey. Ooh. We'll tell you who next.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. Heidi, we have some major Charlize Theron news, so you might want to strap on for this one.
Strap
in. Did I say strap on?
I'm in either way. Go ahead. I mean, you've got my attention.
Charlize was on Watch What Happens Live this weekend, and Andy asked her about those rumors that she once got Tia Mowry banned from Soul Cycle class.
Did you roll your eyes really at Tia Mowry?
I'm not an eye roller.
No.
But
no.
I would be like, off.
Right.
Yeah, no, that's them back down. Yeah.
You'd
back
be up, much more straight right?
up. She's yeah. in Atomic Blood.
I'm not an eye
roller. Do you remember seeing her at SoulCycle?
I don't think right. so.
Okay.
But I'm sorry if you were there.
If I was in her situation, I was asked that by Andy Cohen on Watch What Happens, I would have admitted it, but I would have said, oh, I'm sorry, I thought it was her sister. She's got an identical twin sister.
So I thought
Tia,
it was Tamara.
Yeah, Tia, I didn't roll my eyes at you. I totally thought it was your sister. I have no beef with you.
Yeah, but your sister's a bitch. Now, here's where things got interesting, because Andy went on to ask her, Charlize, if she's ever taken a dip or thought about taking a dip in the lady pool.
Time to take a look at the clip.
You ever swum in the lady pond?
Ooh. When I was young, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I feel you, and when you're young, you're just kind of exploring it all, but it was pretty clear that I really like dudes.
Yeah.
See, I got in the lady pond and I was like, oh, this water's nice. I just stayed in the lady pond. I dipped my toe
now
in
she's
the man
more in a lady swamp.
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Because when you're young like Charlize, it is a lady pond. It's everyone's young and in the pond. But when you stay in the pond, oh, no.
Oh, look, my fingers are pruny.
Yeah, it's like,
I'm all pruny.
My God. Yeah. Moss starts growing from the trees.
Oh,
you know.
Was that a snake? I was going to touch my leg.
You know how you ate snakes in the lady pond. No snakes in the lady pond.
Well, somebody else had a very eventful weekend here in Los Angeles, and it was Brad Pitt. He went to the FYF Festival where Frank Ocean was performing, and apparently Brad Pitt is a huge Frank Ocean fan, and when Frank sang his song, Close to You, he made sure that the audience knew how big of a fan Brad is. Take a look.
I don't think Brad even knew he was on screen. He was taking a call.
I don't know Frank Ocean music, do you?
I only know his dad's music, Billy Ocean. Caribbean Queen, now we're sharing the same dream. Well, it's rumored that Spike Jonze was there, and he's shooting a project that might involve Brad Pitt. So if it required a concert scene, maybe they were shooting a scene someplace.
Right. So this is
he happens to be there, and yeah.
So he's not really there. Whatever character Brad Pitt is playing in the Spike Jonze thing is there.
Yeah, distracted guy on phone. He's no longer a leading man.
No.
He's gone way down the list of castings.
He still calls his mom and dad, though. You guys, I'm a distracted guy on phone. It's going to be amazing. My big break. Uh-huh.
Okay, guys, I have a huge announcement. Tomorrow at 3 Eastern, noon Pacific, I will be doing Facebook Live. Now, what makes this different? You'll be able to call in and talk to me live for the very first time. We announced the number on today's Facebook Live, so go to Facebook.com/DishNation. Get that number. Call me tomorrow, all right? More Dish Nation coming up.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. All right, it's time to set the record straight on something, honey. Scott Disick is not a sex addict.
Was that the word on the streets?
Yes, honey. Now, despite saying that he was a horrible sex addict during an episode of Keeping Up with the Kardashians, back in May, he told E! News this weekend that he was just kidding. I think it's a little rude that everybody keeps addressing me as a sex addict. He said, I'm not a sex addict. I just said that in a humorous joking fashion on the show, and now I'm getting billed as one. And it's not the case. I do like sex, but I'm not an addict.
He can quit anytime he wants to.
Well, in that case, I'm an addict. Because I can't quit anytime I want to.
I wish I was even part of the conversation.
Oh, bless your soul, Gary.
What makes you a sex addict? Like, what's that number of people?
Trying to figure out how to have sex with things that you shouldn't be having sex with. Like, there are people walking around literally humping couches. Like, you know, that's a thing.
My thing is, if he's a sex addict, he was linked to 9 women, honey, just there in cons, summer or whatever. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you had 9 women, that's an addiction.
Is it?
Well, it should be.
Is it? I'm sorry, I sounded so unsure. I'm like, is it? Because last year, no.
So how many guys you had, Vanessa?
Pardon?
How many guys you had?
Wardrobe provided by Robert Grant. Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.